There is rest when you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Rest and peace. When you finally come to a place where you can't do this on your own. It's not for you to figure out. It's not for you to solve. So many of us, we spend so much time attempting to prove our worth. Attempting to just figure out a new way to get things right. This evening, you get to rest because of the finished work of Jesus Christ, who showed up on this earth way before we did and worked it all out when he came. You got to receive this word, what you've heard from Elon and Roland. God has worked out your situation already. Whatever obstacle that you're facing, whatever challenge that you're facing, whatever difficulty, whatever matter, do you know with God, it's already taken care of? Salvation is an opportunity to rest in Christ Jesus and let him work out every situation of your life. That's the gift of salvation. The gift of salvation is allowing Jesus Christ to dwell here in your heart, to live inside of you and take complete control of your life, not as a dictator, but as someone who loves you, cares for you, and will lead you every step of the way of your life. You know, as I was listening to them share their testimony, I thought about so many times in my own personal life that I attempted to get things right in order for God to be pleased with me, not realizing the power of the cross of Jesus Christ, where it was a finished work. Whether I did good things or not, Jesus showed up to die for me. There was nothing that I could do to earn my salvation. All you and I are required to do is just receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, and you become a new person. And that new person that you're able to become is a life filled with the blessings of Jesus Christ and his promise and miracles and breakthrough. Just like you heard, I spent way too much time trying to figure out how I could earn my salvation or prove to God that, hey, here's a reason why you can love me, because I can do this and I can do that. And I made all of these attempts to prove my worth, and I was unhappy and I didn't know what it was to rest in Christ Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I was always, me personally, I was just always trying to please man. Always trying to prove my worth. I ended up going to a Bible school just outside of the city of Rochester, about 5 hours from here. My parents had went to this Bible school, and I'd always known about it. I had always said through most of my years, I'm never going to no Bible school. You know, growing up a pastor's kid, you just like, I've heard it all, seen it all. I don't want to go to no Bible school. But I ended up going to the Bible school. And when I went to this Bible school in my first year, I had a lot of pride. And I felt like I was supposed to prove my worth at this Bible school. I felt like I was going to show this Bible school that I understand who God is. I know he loves me. Watch what I do for him. And so at this Bible school, it was in a very rural community, and I started a gospel choir. That was the first thing I did. I was like, I'm going to start a gospel choir. I don't got it all together like Greg, you know, and I was in my early 20s, but I was like, I'm going to start me a gospel choir. So I started a gospel choir. About 50 of the students joined the gospel choir. I had them dressed in the uniform colors. I mean, we was rocking and rolling. I had musicians and the band. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to start an outreach in the local youth prison. So I started a local outreach in the local youth prison. They have a couple of youth prisons just outside of Rochester. And then they had these prayer groups. And I said, I'm going to start an urban prayer group praying for inner cities all over the United States. And so then I became the director of this urban prayer group, praying for inner cities, and then directing the choir, and then doing these outreaches in the local youth prisons. And I did a couple of other things. I was a part of the intramural basketball program and the intramural soccer program. And I was putting together all of these soccer games and these tournaments and basketball games and basketball tournaments. And all the while through this entire first year in Bible school, I was like, you see me, God? You see me? You wanted me here. Now I'm doing my thing. And everything was going well. And the year finished out. And I still felt like even just through that year, through that summer, that I just still trying to figure out a way to prove my worth to God. Still trying to show God that, hey, I belong. Or, I'm significant. You love me, right? And this is what I'm supposed to do because you love me, right? And I ended up going back a second year. I didn't really want to go, but I was like, all right, I'll just go. I didn't know what else to do. And still just unsettled, kind of lost, really. In Bible school, but lost. Thinking that as long as I was achieving, as long as I was doing things, maybe then there would be this understanding of who I was in Jesus Christ. I show up to the Bible school and in the admissions office, that's where everything is kind of laid out in regards to what you're involved with in ministry and your schedule and all the activities. And they have it up on a board. And so I show up for my second year of Bible school and I head over to the board where it shows all of the ministries. And I'm expecting to see my name as the director of the gospel choir, the director of the youth prison work, the director of the urban prayer group, the director of the sports program. And my name was nowhere to be found. The dean of students took it upon himself that maybe this time around, I don't need to lead anything. And so I looked. I mean, I was dumbfounded. I couldn't believe that my name was not on the board as a leader for all of these incredible ministries that I started, you know, because God is pleased with what I do. And then I went through all of the little pieces of paper that were tacked on the board, and my name was on the board. It was down at the end, and it was just my name on a list of other names working with special needs senior citizens in the city of Rochester. I said, there must be a mistake. And so I went to the dean of students and wore my best suit, sat down. I just said, this is my second year. And it's just the vision that God gave me and just the understanding of all these ministries. I'm supposed to lead them. And he said, no, you're not. Now it's just time for you to focus on Jesus and who he is. And for a whole year, every Tuesday night and Thursday night, I worked with special needs senior citizens, feeding them, reading little Bible lessons to them, taking them to the bathroom, cleaning them up, sitting with them, helping them get to bed. A lesson that God wanted to teach me for an entire year about being dependent on someone else. And what God revealed to me was that I wasn't supposed to show off and prove anything to God. He just wanted me to be dependent on him. That's the beauty of salvation. We get to be lifelong dependents on Jesus Christ. Without anything to prove, but just to rest. I struggled through the year. I struggled with my pride. I struggled with my jealousy, seeing other people lead the other ministries that I had started. It wasn't until we had came into a chapel service at the end of the year, and a man was preaching, an older gentleman, and he was preaching a message on resting, the beauty of rest and salvation. It was a powerful message. Mind you, the entire year, I never responded to any altar call. I just always said, you know, I'm a pastor's kid. I've heard it all. That was my attitude. But that message was very powerful that day. I'll never forget. And he just calmly said, if any of you need to finally come to a place and rest, I want to lay hands on you and I want to pray for you. And immediately I'm sitting down saying, oh, no, no. Ain't nobody laying hands on me. Y'all not going to have me falling out all over the place. But I felt the presence of God. And the Holy Spirit was stirring my heart to get up and go to the front. I had just spent so much time trying to prove my worth. So much time trying to give God a hand. I went up. A lot of students went up. I was maybe this side over here, and the man that was preaching, he started on this side. And I was watching. He just laid hands on one person. That person fell out. For those of you that don't understand what happened, he's praying. The power of God is stirring in him in such a way that it becomes an overwhelming moment in the presence of God that just kind of drops you right to your knees. He prayed for a second person. That person fell down too. Now, mind you, I'm over here. And I'm seeing this happen. I'm going, oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. No one had ever laid me out. And so then, as I'm still wrestling in my mind and in my heart, I thought about something that someone had told me back down south. You know it's for real if you put one foot back. And you brace yourself. That way they can't push you down. So he started to get close. I locked up my legs real good. Sure enough, he comes to me. And I'll never forget this moment. He gently put his hand on my forehead. And this is all he said. Rest, young man, in the presence of Jesus Christ. Folks, why y'all laughing at me? That's not... I went down sideways. And I laid there and I cried like a baby. And those words echoed in the presence of the Lord. Rest, David. I never asked you to do any of these things. Rest and know me as Savior. And I cried. And that day, I became a dependent on God. Fully dependent on Jesus. I'm going to ask the worship team to come out. And I'm going to ask if you could just stand up with me. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. And for those of you that are visiting, this is not me trying to duplicate what happened to me. But I do really want to pray with you today. I want to invite you to come forward. Come forward with your doubt. Come forward with your skepticism. Come forward with your frustration. Salvation in Christ Jesus is our wonderful gift from God to rest in his loving hands. And maybe some of you today, you just haven't been able to rest. You haven't been able to rest. Amen. I want to invite you to come from the balcony to the main floor. Jesus invites you to rest in his presence, to know rest in your heart and to know rest in your mind, that your soul might finally be filled with his love. No more to prove. No more searching for acceptance amongst men and women. You are valuable to Jesus Christ. He loves you. Rest. From the balcony, rest. From this main floor, rest in Christ Jesus. Those of you that are watching online, it's time to rest. The testimonies that you've heard tonight, a wonderful couple that knows what it is to rest in Christ Jesus. They're heading back to Sweden. They have no idea what's ahead of them. But because of their faith in Jesus, they can rest knowing that God's going to work it out. So you rest tonight knowing that God's going to work it out. Keep coming. Just come up a little closer if you can, because folks are still coming. Thank you. This is salvation in Christ Jesus, that we would know that we have rest. We're going to worship, and then I'm going to come back and just pray. But even as we take time to worship, if this is still wrestling in your mind and in your heart, and you're like, I don't know. Don't allow your flesh to get in the way of what God wants to do. Don't allow your thinking, your reasoning. First of all, this is beyond what we think in our mind. This is just us in faith saying, Jesus, you have all power. You have love for me. You're gracious. I've heard it tonight. I want it. So if you want it, you just come. We're just going to pray together. This is a safe place to be as a church. Praise God. Hallelujah. I sense the presence of the Lord. I sense God just lifting off the burdens right now in the name of Jesus. Every burden that you've been carrying, it's being lifted off of you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for the rest that you offer to us. I thank you for your love for your people here. I thank you for the gift of salvation. I pray that everyone here now would voice you, Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior. Jesus, be Savior in their lives. Be God. Pray this with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me your Son, Jesus, to take my place, to die for my sins. I receive you, Lord, as my Savior. Make me a new person. Remove the burden off of me. I want to know your rest, the eternal rest that you offer me belongs to me now. I receive it. Thank you, Jesus, for invading my life. In your name I pray. Amen.